أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام را. كتاب أنزلناه إليك لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور بإذن ربهم إلى صراط العزيز الحميد. الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وويل للكافرين من عذاب شديد. الذين يستحبون الحياة الدنيا على الآخرة ويصدون عن سبيل الله ويبغونها عوجا أولئك في ضلال بعيد. وما أرسلنا من رسول إلا بلسان قومه ليبين لهم فيضل الله من يشاء ويهدي من يشاء وهو العزيز الحكيم. ألف لام را. This is a book we've revealed to you that you may lead mankind from the depths of darknesses to the light of Iman by the leave of their Rabb, to the path of the one exalted in might, worthy of all praise. Allah, to whom belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth, and destruction to the unbelievers for a terrible punishment that their unfaith and their disbelief will lead them to. Those who prefer this life to the hereafter, they turn others from the path of Allah and look for crookedness therein. These are people that are far, far astray. The first characteristic of the Quran Sharif is been shown here. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. That this book leads mankind from the darknesses to the light. The darkness of falsehood to the light of the truth. Darkness of impurity towards purity. Light, the darkness of evil to the purity of good. So this Quran gives you that understanding that you can differentiate from wrong and right, from that which is harmful to that which is beneficial. Like the physical light shows you these things, then the spiritual light, that is the light of the Quran, gives you that ability that you can distinguish between right and wrong. This is a natural characteristic of the Quran. It is the property of the Quran that is proven through and through. The one that recites this regularly, then he can't go astray. Around the 1920s, there was the Shudi Sington movement in India that tried its best to lead people away from Islam. Christian missionaries tried the same, but they saw one common trait. Those homes or those individuals that recited the Quran Sharif, with understanding or without understanding, they couldn't affect them in any way. They couldn't impress them in any way, provided they had recited the Quran Sharif, whether it was with understanding or without understanding. So this is the property of the Quran, that even if it is recited without the understanding, it will leave its mark in your mind and your heart. You will have some recognition and understanding of falsehood and truth. The disbelievers are characterized in three ways. One is this, that they prefer this life to the hereafter. In all matters, then they will prefer the world to the akhirat. So where there is a challenge, where there is a conflict of interest, the world and the akhirat, then he will prefer worldly things as compared to the hereafter. If it is, for example, his wealth and his deen. Or it is a social function, and the one side is deen and the other side is the social function and world, then he will prefer deen to everything else. In a social function, perhaps there may be music, there may be a mixed gathering. So on the one end is his family and friends, and the other is, on the other end is Islam and deen. So the kafir, he will prefer social friends, families, etc. He will look for the temporary convenience as compared to the hereafter, the permanent comforts. وَيَسُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. The second characteristic of the unbeliever is he prevents people from the path of Allah Ta'ala. He doesn't want to be isolated in wrong. If he is in wrong, then he'll invite and encourage others also towards the wrong. So he will not remain in the wrong alone. If he's doing something wrong, then he wants to legitimize this so that he doesn't seem to be singled out. So he will legitimize this in this way, that he will invite others towards the wrong himself. And the third thing is even more dangerous. They look for crookedness therein. In the straight path of Allah Ta'ala, they will look for ways, they will search for ways to show that he is crooked, na'uzu billah. So you will find this group in all times. In the past you had this group, and in this day also you find the same group. They have some false concepts, notions, and inclinations. And this false, corrupt inclinations, they want to prove it through the Quran. So you will find even gays trying to prove away their character through the pages of the Quran. يَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجَا. Any wrong they will fall onto, they will strike, they will look to legitimize the wrong through the pages of the Quran. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ بَعِيدٍ. These people are far, far astray. For them to come to the right, it's going to be difficult, because they are trying for ways to make the wrong and the crookedness seem to be right. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِ. And we had only sent a Rasul in the language of its people, that he may make things absolutely clear to them. Then Allah Ta'ala leaves to stray whomsoever He pleases and guides whomsoever He pleases. He is exalted in might and full of wisdom. So the Rasul is sent in a language. The language is of the people that he is brought up in. So that is his own people, his family, his tribe. This is the language he comes with. One is the language he comes with, and one is the people that he is sent to. So there are two different things. One is the language he comes with. He comes in the language of his tribe, of his people, people that live around him, so that they can understand him perfectly, completely. Every word of his and every behavior of his is before them. They can understand him completely. There can be no ambiguity in his message. So they understand him full, and once they have understood him full, then they can convey the message to the rest of the world. So one is the language that he comes with, and one is the people that he is sent towards. So the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sent, unlike the other Anbiya alayhi wasalam, to respective communities, peoples and tribes. He is sent for all mankind, for all times. His nubuwwah transcends time, place and people. So this aspect has to be kept clear in mind, that the Rasul comes in a language, but he comes, the Rasul himself came for all mankind, irrespective of the time, the place and the people.